Welcome to Gay Geek Bizarre Show, episode 106, and it's a Monday, August 27, 2018. I am Nard.
And this is Ray.
Welcome everyone to the show, and this is a show where we talk about gay stories, geek news, and bizarre topics. Ray, before we go to our updates and stories, we would like to do a few tributes.
Yes. Neil Simon, king of comedy playwrights, dies at 91. Neil Simon, one of the rare late 20th century playwrights who is a brand name for plays such as The Odd Couple and Barefoot in the Park, died Sunday. He was 91. A statement from his rep said Neil Simon, the Pulitzer Prize winning American playwright, died last night at a New York Presbyterian Hospital in New York City. The cause was complications from pneumonia. In addition to his 4 Oscar nominations and 17 Tony nominations, Simon's work brought an unsurpassed 50 Tony nominations for the actors. His competitive Tony wins came for The Odd Couple, Best Playwright, and for Best Play for Lost in Yonkers and Biloxi Blues. Now, I personally met Neil Simon and worked on Lost in Yonkers when I was in college.
Oh, wow.
With Kevin Spacey, but he did not try to molest me.
Oh, okay. So that's why you
met him. So a farewell to an incredible playwright, Neil Simon.
Yes. Yeah, rest in peace. And another farewell. It's sad that we lost a hero. It's Senator John McCain. And he was described as a maverick in the Republican Party. And he was a prisoner of war in Vietnam back then. He was a hero. He is. He really is. He ran against Obama back in 2008. And, you know, we all here, you know, we're kind of left-leaning. And we may not agree with his political views. But he really served his country well. And, yeah, he died last Saturday, August 25th. And, yeah, he rest in peace, and condolences to his family and friends. Okay, so let's do some weekend updates, Ray.
Okay. Well, I had a game night where we played Games of Thrones Catan, and then we played Canasta after that.
Oh, that's
Maynard,
right.
And Maynard was kind of whiny doing it because he didn't know the rules.
Well, I did not know the rules because, you know, it's my second game. I just need a few more games to really learn more. Like, I didn't know you should be doing things in the edge. Nobody told me. Nobody said, you shouldn't be putting that in the edge. No, nobody told me that.
You start to sound like a millennial.
I am. I am a millennial. Yeah, so after that, well, what did you watch? We watched a movie Sunday too, right?
Yeah, we went and saw The Happy Time Murders, which was kind of a letdown. It was funny in parts, but I was just expecting more.
Actually, to me, the funniest and really laugh-out-funny was really the making, the behind-the-scenes.
The behind-the-scene gag reel at the end. Yeah.
Yeah, the gag reels. Those are more fun for me than the other ones, so I don't know why. Actually, before that, I had dim sum with a couple of friends, and I got invited last minute, like 1 hour before, and it's at Ocean Palace
And who'd you get invited with dim sum with?
Oh, with Mark, Jason, and who else? A couple of guys. You know where I had my my bachelor party, Mark.
Yeah.
The one who was moving. Yeah. He's. So he invited me last minute, like an hour. Oh, okay. Let me see if I can do it. Okay, I think I can do it. Turns out they were late too. Yep. And then actually, after going to Ocean Palace, I had to go shopping at the Hong Kong market. You know, it's cutthroat shopping in there. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Where old ladies would steal your cart. But for some reason, it wasn't that full. So it was good. I mean, the shopping experience wasn't so bad. So it was quick. It was quick for me. I was able to get the ones that I got more of those veggie meats, Ray.
That's okay. I decline.
You decline? What is wrong with veggie beef, Ray?
I'm a carnivore.
You're a carnivore? But it looks like it tastes like meat. It's awesome.
Yeah. I'm sure vagina tastes like chicken, but that doesn't mean I'm going to eat it.
Oh, yeah, okay. It's vegan. It's awesome. Yeah. Anyway, I know you don't like it. All right, so those are our weekend updates. Let us go to the stories. These are pretty bizarre stories, right? Even though they're gay. Well, okay. Some of them are sad.
Yeah, so, okay. Our first gay is a 9-year-old boy killed himself after being bullied just days after coming out. A Colorado boy took his own life the first week of school, and his mom says bullying is to blame. The 9-year-old committed suicide just days after telling classmates he was gay. Linda Pierce says bullying was the factor in the death of her son, James Miles. He started fourth grade at Joe Schumacher Elementary School on Monday. Over the summer, his mom said he came out to her as gay. And he looked so scared when he told me, and was like, "Mom, I'm gay." And I thought he was playing, so I looked back because I was driving and he was all curled up, so scared. And I said, "I still love you," aww, Pierce said to KDVR-TV. Pierce said her son wanted to tell his classmates. He went to school and said he was going to tell people he's gay because he's proud of himself, she said. On Thursday, 4 days into the school year, Pierce found her son dead in their Denver home. She said he killed himself after being bullied.
No,
4 days is all it took at school. I could just imagine what they said to him, Pierce said. My son told my oldest daughter that the kids at school told him to kill himself. I'm just sad he didn't come to me. Through the devastation, Pierce wants to spread awareness about the effects of bullying. We should have accountability for bullying, and I think the child should, because the child knows it's wrong. The child wouldn't want someone to do it to them. I think the parents should be held accountable, because obviously the parents are either teaching them to be like that or they're treating them like that, she said. She said she hopes no parent ever has to go through this pain, because their child is different from everyone else. The Denver Police Department is investigating the death as a suicide. If you or anyone you know is experiencing suicidal thoughts or depression, there are resources available. National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, 800-273-8255. Speak with someone who will provide free and confidential support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. To learn how to help someone in crisis, call the same number.
So isn't there the Trevor Project is pretty
much the
same
project,
too.
Yeah, says it gets better, but it doesn't always get better for some kids. So
yeah, it's really sad that it still happens in 2018.
Yeah.
But you know what? Even though there's a tragedy that they're becoming more bold. They're, you know, kids are becoming more bold.
I know, to come out at 9, that's saying a lot.
I know. So they're getting, you know, it's just that the people around the kids,
yeah,
is really the evil of it. So
yeah. Mhm. So, and I just don't think the schools are equipped to handle some of the stuff that goes on with kids when they come out. So hopefully this will bring some help to some other kids and keep them from killing themselves. So,
mm-hmm. Okay, so let's go to the next story. Is this gay?
Well, it's kind of gay.
Why is it gay?
Well, it's kind of gay geek, but it can affect gay people. I mean, this could have happened to you while you were over there.
Uh-huh. Okay. So
your husband got something while he was over there, so it wasn't an STD, but it could have been.
Mm-hmm. Right. So researchers warn flesh-eating STD is making a comeback after it's found in England. A warning was issued Wednesday about a flesh-eating sexually transmitted disease that is making a comeback. It sounds like something out of a horror movie, but researchers warn it's real. A British woman contracted the rare STD and devoured the flesh around the genitals. It is spread through sexual intercourse with an infected person. So the disease is painless, according to the Center for Disease Control and Prevention. It is usually found in tropical countries, but was recently discovered for the first time in England. So the donovanosis is extremely rare in both the United Kingdom and United States, but its description is graphic enough to both captive and terrify us nonetheless. To learn more about donovanosis and how freaked out we should really be, people from ABC 13 spoke with Jean Marazzo, MD, MPH, chair of the Division of Infectious Disease at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, also called granuloma inguinale, Donovanosis is a bacterial infection that's transmitted through vaginal or anal intercourse, or rarely through oral sex. Oh, it can even through oral sex. So according to the CDC, the infection is common to in tropical and developing parts of the country, of the world, including India, Guyana, New Guinea, Central Australia, and Southern Africa. It's much less common in developed countries. In the United States, only about 100 cases are reported every year, most of all of which are acquired abroad. Even among STD experts, I would wager to say that most doctors in the United States have not seen a case of like this. So says Dr. Morazzo. So this is pretty scary because it comes from tropical countries. Is Mexico a tropical country?
Well, you know, there's a lot of shit you can pick up in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Murderers, rapists, husbands.
Oh, come on, stuff, Ray. You know, come on, stop that. Don't say that.
You know. But no, I'm just saying, but a lot of gay people travel all over the world, and they just need to be aware that there's stuff out there worse than vagina with teeth in it. So,
yeah. So it's really scary that it's bacterial infection, so it can be treated.
I wonder if it's a type of leprosy, because leprosy is a bacterial infection, if I remember correctly.
Is this the thing that if you contract it, your dick just falls off or something like that?
Well, I'm sure if it's not treated, it could rot off. It could eat the flesh off and your dick be all deformed and jacked up.
Yeah.
Look even worse than if you got a bad circumcision.
Donovanosis.
So wow. I just want to make my gay brothers and sisters aware that there'd be some itchy scratchy that eat their shit off if they go traveling.
So you're saying don't have anonymous sex at the XXL in England?
Pretty much.
Yeah, don't do that. Or wear a condom. I don't even know if condoms can help on this one. Maybe.
Maybe.
It's a bacterial infection, so it could spread somehow.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to Mexico, Ray!
That's right, you're going to Mexico. So watch it. You're going to pick up some itchy scratchy.
So. Mm-hmm.
And if you like public sex, now you can go to Mexico.
Uh-huh.
Things just got interesting in one of the busiest cities in Mexico. The city of Guadalajara in the Mexican state of Jalisco just approved a law that would allow sexual relations and encounters in public site, reports NBC.
Woo-hoo!
The only caveat, no one can complain. The bylaws of good government say, having sexual relations or committing sexual acts of exhibition or of a sexual nature in public places, vacant lots, inside vehicles, or in private locations in public view will be considered administrative offenses as long as the citizens request police intervention. So it looks like if no one is against it, you can let your freak flag fly. The goal of making such changes is to focus police attention on combating corruption, homicide crimes, and not infringe on younger individuals who do not have the means to get a room. But of course, since Guadalajara is a highly conservative city in an even larger country that perpetuates Catholic guilt, many feel this is a morality issue that will open the floodgates for rape and pedophiles who could more easily prey on their victims. Probably those white people from the U.S. That's who they're talking about. Mm-hmm. Guadalajara will join Amsterdam's Vondelpark as a historic location for public sex. One of the most popular public parks in the Netherlands has allowed public sex for over a decade, and this continues to be the center of the controversy, according to CBC. As long as the individual keeps their space clean, stay away from areas designated for children, and keep the noise to a low level, they can engage in relations.
Really? So you can really have sex in the porta potty?
Well, you could have just sex in the park.
Just have sex in the park?
Yeah.
Oh my God! As long as there are no kids.
Yeah, not as long as you're around a play area, kid area.
What if? Even if you just have a big blanket, that's good enough.
So, like, if you're here in Memorial Park and you were roaming through the bushes and a dick fell in your mouth, if this law was here, it would be okay as long as nobody said anything. But since it's still against the law here, and if a dick falls in your mouth in the woods of Memorial Park, you get arrested.
So over there in Mexico, you're saying that if you do it, it's okay as long as nobody complains.
In Guadalajara,
If somebody complains,
then you're going to get like a misdemeanor here, which you'd get as a misdemeanor like here. You wouldn't get like jail time or anything like that. It'd be a misdemeanor and you'd pay a fine probably. And then the priest would come to your house and beat you. Mm-hmm. And all the nuns from your school.
Beat you off?
No, just beat you.
Oh, just beat you. Okay.
If they're beating you off, then that's a sin too, so that's even worse.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
All right, man, take our geek.
Okay, it's about a robot dog. So Sony's robot dog, Aibo, headed to the U.S. for a cool $2,899. $2,900. Sure.
I'll put that on my Christmas list, Maynard.
Really? You want a dog, a robot dog?
No, okay. All my wedding paid for. How about that?
Uh-huh. So Sony announced today that it's going to release its robot dog, Aibo, in the U.S., following the brand's relaunch in Japan last year. The new edition will be available to purchase in September for $2,899 and will be bundled with 3 years of Sony's AI cloud service, as well as a variety of toys, including a pink ball, an AI bone, paw pods, and a charging station. So the AI cloud allows Aibo to send its daily activity back to Sony's servers, which the company claims to help shape the robot's personality and let owners stay connected with their Aibo over Wi-Fi or LTE through AT&T. The dog likely won't ship until closer to the holidays. However, prepare for a long wait. Yeah, I'm sure there's going to be pre-orders. So the U.S. Version doesn't sound or look much different from the one Sony showed off at CES this year. It incorporates a bunch of sensors, cameras, and actuators to activate the pup and keep it interactive. There's a camera on its back to help it navigate to its charging pad, and its nose camera helps it find its eye bone and identify family members through facial recognition. It also responds to voice commands, and you can add tricks to its knowledge base through the companion Android or iOS Aibo app. This is a limited edition product, although Sony hasn't said exactly how many units are being made. So if you're dead set on owning a robot dog, be ready for the pre-order link soon. So this is from TheVerge.com, so it's interesting. Yep. So, Ray, let's just say you do have the money to splurge on this one. Is this something you're going to be interested in having?
No, because Alexa is already spying on me. I don't need Sony spying on me, too, and getting video images of what I'm doing and sending all my life story back to them. No, ma'am.
Yeah, that's true. Because this is a dog which has double cameras. It's got
cameras and different sensors. And you know how when you're having sex, dogs like to walk in the room and watch you? This dog would do the same thing. So before you know it, Sony would be selling your sex tapes on XTube and making all kind of money off of you, and there's nothing you can do about it because you signed a release that little doggy could send stuff back to their iCloud servers.
Right. That's kind of a stretch, though, but if somebody hacks it, somebody can do that. But the Sony's...
And yeah, that's Sony's, another thing. Can they hack the connection to the dog and then use the dog to spy on you?
Well, look, technically, I guess you can, but I guess they're contractually obligated not to, because there are be some kind of...
Have you ever known hackers to follow contracts?
Usually, in paper they do, so you have to trust their paper. So the only reason why they do have these sensors and the cameras on them, so it could learn more, to be more interactive and more, and learn more about
you. Well, that's what they
say,
but information's still being sent back to Sony.
That's just, that's just being paranoia, but...
The doggy, Big Brother is watching through your little robot doggy.
Mm-hmm. You can say the same with your phone that you have in front of you right now.
I'm sure it does. I know that's why we talk about stuff. All of a sudden, 5 minutes later, it shows up on my Facebook feed.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's when you're emailing people or chatting with people. Anyway, it depends. It depends on what kind of sensors it does. But it is interesting. I'm sure there's going to be like companies, or there's going to be some other fairs or a presentation or some, let's say, at George R. Brown when we have Comic Palooza, something like that. Somebody's going to bring a dog and going to be a dog, one of these dogs going to be running around.
The robot dog I want to see is Muppet from Battlestar Galactica.
Oh, really? How about, the cute dog, furry dog.
Or K-9 from Doctor Who. Ain't that his name, K-9?
Doctor Who, or is it the assistant, the other lady? I forgot her name. There was a short series for her, and she had a dog. And the dog always saved the day. Anyway, it's a spin-off of Doctor Who. I don't know if you remember that one. It's for kids. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, if you guys are interested, let us know. And if you buy one, let us know. So, take pictures, make selfies, and see how it works for you. Okay, let's go to the bizarre, Ray.
Okay. Dutch doctors say a man high on GHB stuffed 15 eggs up his rectum. A Dutch man decided to stuff 15 hard-boiled eggs up his rectum. Turns out it didn't go well for him. According to the Dutch magazine for healthcare and The Mirror, a 29-year-old from the Netherlands was under the influence of a date-rape chemsex drug, GHB. While high, he and his partner, both unidentified in the report, decided to stuff peeled, hard-boiled eggs up their butts. Later that night, the man who kept the eggs inside him, he sounds like an alien, started to feel pains in his stomach. Then he went to the hospital. As one of the doctors in the report shared, upon arrival, the patient had high heart rate and rapid breathing. Physical examination showed abdominal guarding over the entire stomach. In order to help him, the doctors had to cut into his abdomen and remove the eggs from there, like the alien where it popped through your chest. Yeah. Unfortunately, a rupture was caused during the procedure, but it was repaired without much issue. The eggs were removed as well as we could, and the abdominal cavity was thoroughly rinsed, added the doctor. After the operation, the patient was monitored in intensive care for a short time. After several days, he could leave the hospital in a clinically good condition. Unfortunately, there is no real message to the story other than the obvious. Don't stick eggs up your butt and don't know GHB. Now, last year, was it? We did about the alien sex toy that can implant eggs and stuff. So apparently this is what happens when you do that.
Oh, God. So you would think that it's going to be digested or something, but apparently it did not.
Well, if you push them up in there too far, I guess not.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so don't put eggs.
And I guess he went like the chicken, you know, he couldn't shoot ping pong balls out his butt, so.
Yeah. I don't even know how that's possible. So, yeah, it's pretty scary, so don't take GHB.
Don't put eggs up your butt.
Yeah, and don't do both. Yeah. So, how about GHB? I always hear about this in the news. I always hear about this in websites and stories and stuff like that. Do you know anyone who actually has used GHB or used GHB on him or her?
I cannot incriminate anyone on the grounds that I know them.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So what does it actually do? It's just, it's a date rape.
It's a date rape drug, yeah. It makes you kind of incoherent and unconscious in some cases, depending on how much they give you. So.
Oh, wow.
I don't know. I don't mess with such things. I don't need things like that to get laid.
Ooh, you just need to smile at them and then you get laid later, right?
That's right. And their pants fall off and they bend over.
Oh, nice.
Like, daddy, daddy, daddy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's how it used to be. Now I'm married. I don't get anything, so.
Right. Mm-hmm. So. All right, let's go to the last bizarre story. It's kind of weird because it's kind of an artwork, but it's not. So, museum visitor falls into a giant hole that looks like a cartoonish painting on the floor. And I have a big comment about this later. So, like a real version of a Looney Tunes cartoon, a visitor to a Portuguese museum was injured last week when he stepped into an art installation resembling an inky void. Currently on exhibition at the Serralves Museum in Porto, Descent into Limbo by... I guess that's the artwork. Descent into Limbo by Anish Kapoor includes an actual 8-foot hole that's painted black. So it appears to have no depth at all. Oh, wow. It looks like a cartoon hole. So according to Britain's Times, attendees of a previous showing of the work have questioned whether there really was a hole in the floor or whether it was simply a circle painted with an extremely dark black paint. Presumably, there will be no doubts of going forward at this point. Yeah, people would fall off. Though the Descent into Limbo installation was reportedly surrounded with warning signs and staffers warning visitors not to get too close, there was no barrier around it. Oh my God, so see, there's no barrier. Yeah, that's my point. How come there are no barriers? So how the...
Well, that defeats the whole course of the art. They're told it's a hole, don't go near it, and he went in and fell in anyhow.
Yeah, so people get injured. So I
guess
that's
just Darwinism.
Yep. So how the museum goer, whom Portugal's Publico reports was an Italian man in his 60s.
Oh, see, he was hard-headed and wouldn't listen anyhow. So.
Yep. He was able to step into the hole isn't known. Yeah, he was able to step into the hole isn't known, but he was briefly hospitalized for an 8-foot fall. Oh, yeah, it's an 8-foot fall. The museum closed the exhibit to assess what happened, but says it plans to reopen it soon. In addition to being known for his oversized installations, including the giant reflective cloud gate bean in Chicago. Oh, he made that. Okay.
Yeah.
So Kapoor made headlines in 2016 when he secured the exclusive artistic rights for a physics-defying material called Vanta Black, developed by a British company called Suri Nanosystems. The material is able to trap photons in between lab-grown carbon nanotubes, which bounce around until they eventually absorbed. Just a scant 0.035% of visible light is reflected by an object covered in Vanta Black, making it impossible to see any curves or contours, or to accurately gauge the depth of a hole if you don't know what you're looking at. So Descent into Limbo debuted years before Vanta Black was announced to the public, and was instead created using a dark paint that produces the same depthless black hole effect. Or at least one hapless art lover, it seems that that was enough. So it was interesting that an artwork could really look like a Looney Cartoons hole.
Exactly.
Yeah. Interesting. So don't go around. Yeah, you just need to be careful. You know, when you go to museums, they do not stop you from bringing your bags now. I think that's what happened to us when we were in Amsterdam, in the Van Gogh Museum. So what you do is, if it's a backpack, you wear it in front of you. They ask you to wear it in front of you, so when you swing around, you don't hit artworks behind you. Yeah, so that's pretty much the rule now, that you can bring your bag. You don't have to check in. You can bring your bag, but you have to wear it in front of you so you won't hit anything on your back without seeing them.
Yeah.
I guess that's been a common accident. So it's a good rule. I think so. Okay, Ray. So I'll be out. I'll be on vacation for a while. So we
won't be recording a show next week?
We will, because I'll be back on Sunday. So, yeah. I'll be here.
Well, how are you? Then why are you telling me about you going on vacation?
Because I just wanted to say I'm going to hook up with someone in Mexico. I'm kidding. No, I don't think I will. I'm going to a non-wedding vacation. It's supposed to be a wedding, but the wedding got canceled, so it's just a vacation now. Just for a couple of days.
I'd ask for a refund.
Oh, really? Why? You don't want to go to Mexico?
From the bride and groom, just to make them pay for it, because they should have had their shit together.
No.
Although, I understand that happened. It probably happens for the best. I'm just joking.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully they'll figure their shit out.
Yeah. All right, so I guess that's the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. So special thanks to Caesar for the great articles on Facebook. That's facebook.com/gaygeekbizarre. If you want to email us, send your emails to show@gaygeekbizarre.com.
Or call and leave us a voicemail at 281-947-2327. That's 281-947-2327. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We're on Google Play, iTunes, and Stitcher Radio.
Yes, and go to the official website at gaygeekbizarre.com. Thank you, everyone, for listening, and we'll catch you guys next week. Bye.
Later.